After retrieving the flashlight from the kitchen, she descended the cellar stairway. Eric stood quaking about 10 feet from the bottom of the stairs. Poor baby. Consternation bloomed in his eyes, his ears pinned back to his head. Jessica gave him long, soothing strokes with her free hand. Buddy, it's just thunder. Not a moment later, something touched her back. She stiffened in response, jerking away from Eric. What felt like a blood bubble dislodged from her chest and gurgled upward into her throat, where it stuck. Her mind swerved to the memory of feeling a touch the same way also in the cellar a couple of months prior. Then, in rapid succession, a sizzling noise arose along with rustling seeming to come from all directions but outside the house. A faint hiss followed and static lifted her hair while a couple of clicks sounded. An explosive crack rang out, coinciding with a surge of brilliant light that lit up the entire cellar from the sole entrance point at the top of the stairs. For just a wink of time, a solid bloom of purpleness engulfed Jessica while a stifling hush smothered her. Then her senses flashed back to normal. The entire house shook and rattled. She flinched and the flashlight slipped from her grasp, its spinning beam sweeping across a stretch of the floor until it clattered on the concrete, extinguished. The flashlight rolled to its resting place somewhere in the darkness, and blackness engulfed Jessica. Her ears rang and her eyeballs throbbed in their sockets. She realized with dread that something still pressed against her. She peeled away and straightened up to collect herself while echoes of rumbles and booms steadily diminished. Lightning! Jessica jumped at the utterance. She almost cried out, but her throat clenched her voice. She turned, trying to adapt her eyes to the darkness. Soon, a small figure took shape within arm's reach. She gasped and shrank back. The house was struck by lightning. Jessica recognized a child's voice, holding a tone of reassurance. She edged deeper into the cellar. What are you doing here? She stuttered, hardly recognizing her own embrittled voice. This is where I live.
You live here?
She felt like she coughed the words out.
Yeah, sort of, the kid responded, but strangely left it at that.
Positioned between her and the steps, the child blocked her exit. The idea of fleeing was absurd anyway, as she had little confidence her jellying legs would cooperate. With her eyes beginning to acclimate to the darkness, she could now see it was a boy. He had straight, longish hair parted on the side and wore a simple striped shirt.
"I'm not going to hurt you," he said.
"Can I leave?" She heard how stupefied she sounded, but couldn't help it.
"Well, we can go upstairs," he offered, like this meant something.
Then it hit Jessica. Eric was gone.
"Where's my dog?"
"He's not with us," the boy said.
"But he's okay."
"He's not with us." Jessica turned the words over, trying to understand their meaning. The boy swung around and started toward the stairs. He moved as silently as a spider. Rather than stay in the dark cellar alone, she drew forward and felt like she walked on a layer of air just above the surface of the floor. She tried to ignore the unsettling sensation as she fell in behind the boy. As she ascended the steps, it dawned on Jessica that the sound of rainfall had ceased. It was as though the lightning strike had shut off the downpour.